Such a bliss.
Hi, is Candy in?
This is she.
Hey, Candy, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, do you have a few minutes to talk? You told me to kind of follow up in the morning.
I'm good.
Okay, so yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going on? I know you kind of wanted to talk, speak about some of the programs that we had to offer and see if it could be a good fit for the business.
I have to tell you right now at this point, I can't even remember what programs you offer.
not a problem. I know you probably get a bunch of these calls and a bunch of people always calling you as well. We offer two programs, equipment financing and working capital. Obviously the equipment financing, it's a traditional loan. It's your typical, you can think of it as like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms on equipment, things like that. And then, are you familiar with working capital? Cause I think
we have a loan right now, working capital.
Okay. Who do you have that out with right now?
Rapid Advance.
Okay. Did you have a good experience with them or?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I'm not complaining. But, it's been pretty slow lately. My credit is horrible personally, just trying to, because it's been so slow.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind asking if I ask you what your credit is?
Oh, it sucks. It's way down there, like in the 500s. It's horrible. Yeah, it just has dropped terribly. So I don't think I'm going to be eligible for anything.
Like I said in the email that I sent you, we work with credit tiers A through D. We've actually even worked with people and businesses who have gone through bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. So we actually just, it's kind of like our specialty to see and work with people who have, kind of taken a hit, especially since the financial crisis. It's kind of one of our main points that we bring up is that, the big banks, they just toss you guys out when you try and apply with them. Obviously, like if you've gone to your local bank, see if you can get a small business loan or something like that, and they come back to you 3 months later too with an answer that says, oh yeah, we can't even approve you for a loan. But with us, it's a quick turnaround. It's a 24-hour approval process, so we see if we can get you approved within 24 hours. And we've approved people with 500s credit. We've approved people for large amounts based off that. The thing is, we base it off of sales.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and that's the other problem, is sales are way down. So I'm really rethinking how I'm doing my business, especially from the retail part. I'm thinking about I'm thinking about closing the retail part, keeping my shop, but doing something totally different because retail right now sucks. The online stores are killing us. I can't compete with them. They can buy in big bulk volume.
Have you looked into, adding on to, having an online presence? You already
have an online presence.
Okay. What are you doing to kind of market yourself out there?
Well, I have Facebook. I have, there's things I need to do, but I can't do everything. And I'm not going to pay somebody to do it for me because my experience has been I've paid thousands of dollars to do that, and I've gotten nothing from it. And I've been very disappointed in people who have guaranteed this, and I'll get your online presence, and you're not using the right tags. I've taken a lot of classes. I've had people evaluate it, and they say, yeah, you've done good. It's just there is so much out there, and if you don't offer it dirt cheap, because
no one's going to buy it.
It's just like going to Walmart versus going to Macy's. Let's just use Macy's. Macy's not a good example because they knock everything down too. But I'm not a discount store. I had to laugh. I had a letter from a person who does the Road to California show with all these bookmarks, and what he wanted to do is wanted me to put these out because there's over 220 vendors, including the hottest fabric manufacturers and retail stores who all this. And I thought, why are you sending this to a retail store and telling them to send their customers to you? Makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do to kind of offset that?
What do I do?
Yeah.
You reinvent. You go back. You look at it. What's working? What's not working? How can I tweak that? I'm a great teacher. I have my classes are full. I don't have enough time to do the classes. I also do long arm quilting. Right now, I think if I had another long arm quilting machine, but those are $33,000. If I had another one of those, I could turn and burn and make more money than I'm making now in retail.
Have you looked into getting that piece of machine?
I'm a sub dealer for those. I know how to get the machine. I don't have $33,000, but I do know.
In terms of like a program that works for you, like our equipment financing program would be an absolutely great fit. Because we stretch out your terms. It would probably set you up on something that would be around 5 years, so that each monthly payment is as low as you can get it, so that you're not burning through, you know, your cash reserves.
I've talked to 8 shops who have added a machine to their shop and increased their business 75%.
So it seems like
three of them have 3 quilters instead of just 1. What these are computerized machines. And so you have to program them. I mean, it's not like you just turn it on and it quilts and goes
right to
town. There's work involved. But what happens is, like right now, I'm working on a quilt. Well, I have to go up there every 10 minutes and reset it. But at the same time, if I had a second machine, then I'm doing my edge by edge, which I only have to set one time and set it for about every 30 minutes. So in that time, you're able to do about 2 to 3 times the work you could do is if you had one machine.
Mm-hmm. So that it seems like this machine could drastically, you know, help the business and expand.
Absolutely.
and create one of the things I like to focus on is efficiency. It would make your business way more efficient because you can just pump out way more production as well.
Exactly.
With the quality that
now is,
Well, I'm saying with the quality that it seems like you put into, you know, each piece.
What is the quality I put in? Well, I've been wearing ribbons. People have had me quilt their quilts. I want a ribbon. A lady from here, but who lives in Minnesota in the summer, went to a big quilt show last week, and we won second for, she won second for her quilt, but I won second overall for machine quilting at the show, machine quilting. So I think I'm doing very well. I mean, I've done some nice quilts.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, actually. Do you go to a lot of these, you know, shows? Because I think that's what you had said to me, that you went on one recently.
Yeah, I went to, I was in a class.
Oh, okay.
I was in a class.
Did you have to go, like, somewhere?
Just taking classes and being able, now I'm getting ready to go to a show where I'm going to go to a craft show and try to sell product instead of trying to sell raw material. And I'm also converting to where I sell more kits and less just fabric on the bolts. So if you come into my shop, we'll have quilts up. You'll see the quilt. Oh, I love that quilt. I want it in that colorway. There's a new software, supposedly was supposed to be out Friday, but it hasn't come out yet. But I even have another software where I can design quilts, plop in the fabrics, and you can see exactly what that quilt's going to look like.
Oh, wow. Oh, that.
Well, see, I think I'm going to be more successful doing that. People are down to where they. I sell another product called AccuQuilt, and right now I can't afford to keep in the product. I sell it so fast. I just don't get enough. Everything else, trying to pay everything else, is eating up my money. So if I had the AccuQuilt's another tool or. And I just see that there's more future there than there is with selling the fabric.
Right, yeah.
Online and buy the fabric.
I was about to ask.
Pardon my French for just a second, but screw this coming into my store and feeling the fabric before you go online and buy it. You know, oh, I just wanted to look at it and see if it was a color I thought it was. I mean, why would you tell somebody that? Why? I mean, I don't mind that they buy it online, and I'm really not bitter. I don't want you to think I'm bitter. I just see new opportunity.
Right.
But what I'm saying is people just sometimes have no tact. And they'll come in and they'll tell me, well, you know, I saw this quilt kit, and they're using this, and anyway, I just think it's poor taste, but I'm not their mother. But you were asking about Rapid Advance. I mean, just to give you an idea, I borrowed $25,000. I'm paying them back $34,000. I mean, I realize, you know, that's a lot. My frustration with them is I borrowed $34,000 August 12, 2015. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I owe them $4,733.58. I'm frustrated with them because I have borrowed like $31,000 from them in the past and paid them back in less than a year in the past.
So they expanded it out on a longer term.
Well, they're just taking it for my credit card sales, but it's their attitude.
Oh, what are they saying to you?
Like one time I think they got like $100 for a payment. Well, I'd had a $1,000 day, but I can't make people pay with credit cards. I can't tell them pay with a credit card. People just aren't using credit cards like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went from having $25,000 months to having $10,000 months. That's
okay.
A huge difference.
That it is.
I don't have control over how people are spending their money. And, you know, I'm sorry, and I had a huge accident in December. I had surgery in January on my wrist. I couldn't use my wrist. I had rotator cuff surgery in February. Couldn't use my left. So left and right arms are out of commission until May 1st. And I'm still banging with doing the long arm quilting. And you know what I'm saying? That's where the money is right now. I cannot turn them out fast enough. I have 22 quilts sitting under my machine waiting to be quilted. Plus, I have 4 quilts that I have to make for people.
Are you handmade? Is that what you're saying?
You know, where I design them and I put them to cut the fabric out and sew them for them.
Oh, wow.
That's where my money's going to be. Because those right there, in terms of what's under the machine and what I have there, I'll make more money doing that than I would in 2 months with the retail. I could do all that in 1 month if I didn't have to screw with the retail. And, you know, the other thing is employees. If I go to my other model that I'm wanting to go to, I don't have to have employees.
You would be essentially just saving a lot more money.
Sure.
Which would be good for the business, which means more money in your pocket, and you know,
exactly.
You're happier that way because you're not worried about what other costs come with the different types of departments that you have to
exactly.
focus on. You know, you can focus on the things that matter, and you can focus on the things that make you happy and make you the money that you want to see, and be back to that $25,000 a month.
Exactly. Well, I don't care. You know, I don't care if it drops, if it balances between that to $15,000. Because the difference is $10,000 is going to employees. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it would just be around the same then. You know.
I can make $15,000, not work as hard, and take home more money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, there's a few things that you'd like to do. You're just not sure which path would be the best one, from my understanding.
I know what path's the best one. It's just getting there. You know, and getting the money together and surviving in the meantime.
So can
Does
I
that make sense?
Yeah, no, and I think that from, you know, what you've talked to me about and everything, I think it's that you just need the additional capital to kind of push yourself past the point that you're at. You kind of want to get rid of the department, the retail aspect of it, and focus more on the AccuQuilt and see if that is going to be the right move.
And the long arm. Yeah,
and the long arms, yeah. AccuQuilt and the long arms, and that in itself will push business and push you forward, cut the costs down that you need to be at,
exactly.
and drastically increase production as well as the efficiency within the business. So what is it that, you know, we can do on our end that can help you?
Well, it would be financing a new machine would be that.
Okay,
that
that's,
would be where...
that's exactly what we do. We offer that as well as the working capital. And I know that you did not have that great of an experience with Rapid Advance, especially if they're going to be,
it's not that I didn't have a good experience. It's just I was a little disappointed when my business started slowing down, the treatment I received. You know, like I was hiding money. I just really, that just went all over me.
So... So with their terms, they did the, what was it, the 10% per day of the credit card volume, right? That's what they did?
25%.
They took 25%. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, you're getting 25% of my credit card. So, like, on a day, if I had nothing but credit cards, you know, say I had a $1,000 day with credit cards, 25%, you know, they're getting a good chunk of that.
Yeah, that's actually a lot. 25% is one fourth of your annual of your daily, sales.
Exactly, on credit cards.
On just credit cards too,
On
and
just
that's,
credit cards, yeah. It's
yeah,
not just on everything. But I'm just saying it does make a difference.
it does, no, and I agree with you. See, with us and our program, the way that it works is rather than making everything along that line where it's credit card volume and percentage of the day and whatever, that's just confusing. That just confuses you. It confuses the business. It doesn't work efficiently within the business.
Yeah,
So
because you can't, yeah, you cannot plan.
No, you can't. And with us, Candy, let me tell you this. Our program, the way that our working capital program is designed, is that it's meant to be set up so that it's a fixed payback. So what that means is if you borrow a certain amount of money, say you borrow $25,000, you would pay us back hypothetically $30,000, and that's it. We give you a number that you pay back, and that's it. And then we set up a payment plan, either daily, weekly, or monthly, whatever you qualify for, obviously the best one that we're going to get you approved for. And that's it. That's how simple the process is on our end. And that makes it easier for you because you can see how much is being deducted and you can see how much that you owe rather than, the complications that arise with somebody saying, I'm going to take 25% of your daily, sales volume. That just, that confuses you.
Well,
and then you have to look at the business.
I know what my set payoff is. My set payoff is at 34.5.
Right, right, right.
And when it gets to that, I just am just saying that to me, I'm now going into 14 months on that loan, and I will have paid them back because it'll be paid off by the end of October. I can tell you that 47.33.58 will be paid off by the end of October.
Right.
But so it took me 14 months to pay them back 3,500, 34.5. And to me, a loan that big paid off in 14 months is pretty damn good given the economy right now.
I mean, that's how these loans are designed. They're designed to fit and be customized to your business so that it works best with you and how you can pay it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. But no, I would be interested if I could get one that would work with getting a new long arm. That would be awesome. And see,
okay.
I'm at 33. I'm wanting a smaller machine than I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I have the biggest they have, which is the 33.
Okay.
I would go, it's not much difference, it's $2,000 difference. But at the same time, I don't have to have all the bells and whistles.
Right. You want something that'll work. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because I am a what they call a sub-dealer. So if somebody comes in from Amarillo, because the dealer is in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody comes in Amarillo and wants to look at a machine and know about the machine, I've sold two of them. And I get 10% when I sell them. So, see, I made, like $2,800 on two machines each.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good deal. But I have to have it so they can come in and look at it, even though I get to use them all day long. But I could show them a smaller one, and so it would also be good to show them a smaller one. I don't necessarily have to have a light box over them or the great big table or anything else.
Right. You do what you can to just sell it rather than,
right.
Playing with all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
and
like
actually,
simplicity.
I have another machine that they think they can retrofit, and if I could retrofit it would only be $15,000.
Oh, wow.
And it's the same size of machine I have right now. And so, see, if they could take mine and retrofit it, I'm saving $15,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it looks like I think the equipment financing would probably be the best route that we can take here. Excuse me. Is there a time frame that you're looking at to, bring this machine on? Is it the quicker the better?
The quicker the better would be great.
Okay, that's good to know. And, with our equipment financing program, we actually don't require a down payment. So we pay the vendor outright for the piece. So that means, more money in your pockets. You don't have to worry about that. And we have a lot of good kind of perks that go along with it. There's a 90-day deferred option. It's obviously monthly payments, things like that. And the loans, it goes on your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit, so you don't have to worry if you're looking to take out.
My business credit's not too hot either, but I think the bank would still give me a good rating.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry about that.
I've overdrawn quite a bit lately. But, I mean, you know, the bank carries me, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have enough faith in me that they've let me go up to $10,000 overdrawn, and then I get the money in there and pay them, and they're all happy. I have to pay the $27, but, you know, they haven't lost money on me yet in however many years I've been here.
Okay.
But they know I have support. I mean, I'm just saying they would give me a good, I think they'd give me a good reference.
Right. Okay. Well, here's what I can do on my end here, Candy, because I want to help you out, and, you know, I appreciate the time that you've taken to, you know, explain to me the situation that you're in, what you'd like to do for the business, and how that fits in what we can do to offer the help and assistance to get you to that point that you would like to be at. I have your email here still, and I'm going to send you over our application so that we can get you started here and see what we can get you approved for and see if we can get you that the long arm quilting machine and see if that will help you. And I want to get you, you know, this approval. And I want to see if you can get approved for it because I think that it would be nice to, you know, get you this piece of equipment. So our application process, like I said, it's a 24-hour process. I send you over the application. It's a one-page app. All it is basic information about the business. Then we ask for a few other documents, just 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. Don't worry. We'll see if we can work with them. Don't worry about that.
Let me just throw this out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got behind with a bunch of vendors 2 years ago, paid all that off, and now I do nothing but COD with them. And like last year, I was able to spend $86,000, well, last year purchases, all COD, $87,000.
Wow.
And okay. So you'll see my bank account's negative, but you'll see where I've worked up with these vendors, and that's how I've kind of kept inventory coming and going. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I will mark that down here and write a note. Because, I mean, what I do is, like, when we submit the package to our underwriting department, those are the whiz kids. Those guys over there, they are extremely smart. They're the ones that analyze everything, kind of see which program would fit best with you. So here on my end, I really don't know what they do because they're, you know, a breed of their own, really.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Super smart individuals.
For equipment, that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, you know what? I actually want to send you over the working capital application as well, and I want to see if we can get you approved maybe for, you know, a large loan to maybe pay off that rapid advance and get you set up on better terms, as well as giving you some extra money in your pocket. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in as well?
Yeah, that'd be fine too.
Okay, so I will do this. I'm going to send you over both applications. Everything will be in the email that I send you my contact information, obviously,
okay,
since we've been talking back and forth, what I'll need from you. And, you know, once you get everything put together, it's pretty basic stuff, really. But once you get everything together and you send that over to me, I can get you that answer within 24 hours, and that's kind of what we're also good at, getting an approval within 24 hours and seeing what programs would work best for you, and we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm going to shoot you over that email. Like I said, all the requirements will be in there. Is there maybe a time frame that you'd like me to follow up with you, kind of see how you're doing with that?
I tell you what, can we do that next Monday? And the only reason, and maybe next Tuesday before 10 would be good. And the reason I tell you that is this, I've been gone all last week. It's kind of crazy right now, and I've got lots to do short of help this week. And I've got to keep my granddaughters this weekend, so it's going to be this weekend before I can even sit down, talk to my husband, and we can go over some stuff.
Yeah, no, that's
okay?
Not a problem. That's definitely fine.
The weekend and all this to print things out and everything else.
Exactly. It's on your time.
I'll try to get everything done and send it back to you, so you'll have it maybe by Monday, and maybe we could talk Tuesday. How's that sound?
That would be perfect on my end and yours as well. It works out perfectly. So I'm going to shoot you over the application and the things I'll need. You know, take your time with it, read it over. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me and give me a call when you read it, or you know, shoot me an email if that's more convenient.
Okay.
All right, Candy. It was good talking to you. I'm glad. Have a good day too.
Bye bye.
Bye now.